Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm very aware, I think all girls are, of when a guy touches you, period, let alone, like, lower back.
Yeah.
Or hips.
Or on the, like, on the knee. Yeah. On, like, your, like, when you're sitting down and then they, like, touch your leg.
Yeah.
Like, you'll know. Like, I'll either get really tense, like, or I'll be like, you, like, yes, keep your hand on my leg.
You shudder and, like, subtly pull away, or you like, lean
I'll literally get tense. Like, I can feel it. I'm like, oh, my God.
You're
like,
okay, what about that? What about when you're, like, sitting there and you, like, slowly move your knee so then it touches it, and then you wait to see if he, like, moves it away or if he, like, keeps it there?
Yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to CK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with the Unsolicited Advice host,
Hey,
Taryn
Renee
and
Ashley
Cole.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast, girls.
I really felt like that was a good idea. Hello. Hello. It's been a long time coming.
It has been.
Guys, we've been talking about this. Actually, me and TK recorded a long time ago, and it didn't work out. We were like, oh, well, we'll do it again soon. It's been like a year.
Literally.
Wait, I didn't know that.
The audio, we even went into Alicia's
closet.
Did we use this mic?
Probably.
That's why.
And the audio was so bad, I couldn't upload it.
It was the worst.
It was sad because she was like, hey, like,
let's do another one. I was like, yeah, no worries. Get out,
clout.
She was like, hey, like, we'll do it another time. I was like, yeah, no worries. Like, here we are, a year later, finally doing it.
You know, we're busy girls.
We're busy girls. We're in my room this time.
Yeah.
Not Alicia's closet.
True.
So that's a step up.
That's, you know,
for us. As a team. No, no machine.
No
fax.
Printer.
No printer.
Damn it.
I knew there was no machine.
Ashley, doesn't Ashley remind you of like a mom?
Were you gonna say mom?
Who's like who's like trying to be cool and like do like her kid terms?
Yeah,
it's my favorite.
My face just fell to the floor. I'm very upset right now.
I don't mean that in a bad way. It's cute.
How do you not mean that in a bad
way?
You're
like the cute mom that everyone's like, oh, your mom's so cute.
Totally cool if you're like near or close to being a mom, but if you're like nowhere near being a mom, you don't want to be called a mom. Agree with me on this?
No.
TK agrees.
I feel like though we teach you the term, you like catch on to it. Like she'll ride or die, like think about it and like use it in the correct
way. But you know what it is? When she tries to deliver it, her eyes get really wide and she's like, the woe.
That's so true. She'll be like, truly White Claw.
And open up her eyes. It's more like I just want recognition for thinking of it, not saying it correctly. You know?
It's the thought that counts. Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah!
I feel that.
TK, I just want to say that I'm honored and privileged to be here.
It's a big deal.
Oh my gosh, I'm honored to have you both on the pod. Do you guys want to both say your names so that people can differentiate?
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. I don't want to be, you know, connected with.
We had that. Shut up. We had that problem on our podcast where when we finally started posting, like, videos or pictures, mm-hmm. people were like, what the heck? Like, I thought you guys were opposite. Wait, and really? I've done that on podcasts, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
Okay, so me talking right now, I'm Taryn. So, what up?
Me talking right now, I'm Ashley.
And me talking now right you know now, the difference. TK.
I feel like they know who you are.
Yeah.
They don't know who we are.
And we all have, like, pretty, like, I don't know, I feel like we can differentiate. Voices. Yeah.
So, if you don't know, Ash and Taryn are basically, like, my big sisters.
It's true.
It's so true.
It's true. It is very true. Yeah, we've been meaning to do this for a while. Mm-hmm. And do you guys ever vote in my polls?
Oh my God, all the time. I'm not kidding when I say I'm very strategic about when I take my polls. I either wait till like the very end of the day when I'm laying in bed and it has like my full attention.
It's a good time.
Or I'm
we're
like,
from on the toilet.
If you
like if I like
Taryn
if I need
does a lot
sit.
Of her polls on the toilet.
No, sometimes like when I'm at work, like my like day job, it's like I need because I can't just be sitting there like doing polls. Mm-hmm. So like I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna take a bathroom.
That's a nice break.
No, you know what? I remember doing that at my 9 to 5. I remember, like, sneaking away to the bathroom and, like, sneaking my phone with me so that I could, like, scroll
just
on Instagram
like a
or something. Just something. Yeah. But, yeah. Or even, like, a lunch break. I do your polls during lunch breaks.
Oh.
I feel like it's lunch breaks or it's right before bed.
Yeah. I will say I've been with Ash when she's seen you're doing polls because she'll be like, TK's doing polls. And she, like, sits there and does.
I'm not kidding because I've made the mistake before and it was my biggest regret when I, like, clicked the wrong
me too.
One. Oh, and I was no. like, no, like I wanted to click
and
that
and you can't
one.
Take it back.
And there's no redos.
So what are your favorite types of polls to vote in?
Anything dude related, anything mm-hmm. food related. Also, you did one, I think that was, oh, it was Coachella's fashion one.
Oh my God, that was epic.
Never in my life have I been so, like, pumped. One, for myself, because I was in it.
You made it pretty far.
I got pretty far. But then, two, just, like, seeing who people voted for. Because it felt very, like, real-time, real people.
I agree. Votes. I agree.
Like, it wasn't an award show. It felt very real. So I was like, wait, what do the people really think?
Yeah, also, yeah, like, know? Coachella is, people go so hard. It literally is the influencer Olympics, but no one, like, actually keeps score of anything.
Right. Yeah.
But people, like, do in their head. They, like, keep score. They're like, oh, like, that person won today's outfit.
Oh, totally, you know what I mean? Totally.
So it's, like, it's fun that someone's, like, kind of keeping, in a way, a score.
No, someone should. I'm glad you, like, stepped up to
the
plate.
Well, I would love to, like, I don't know, partner with a brand or someone that's, like, really big involved with Coachella. Revolve. And, like, have, like, a big bracket, like, either at their, like, event or, like, something, because I don't want it to be against, like, oh, girl against girl, like,
right,
blah, blah, blah. Right, but it's also, like, I feel like since everyone goes so hard, it's, like, a fun little game for everyone.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
And also, like, you know, if whoever won, it would, like, be a big deal to them.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So it'd be, like, you know.
And people put so much, like, time and effort and money into buying and, like, finding out their 100%. Outfits and stuff. Like, I would love to be at least recognized.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In some
like,
way.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. I really worked really hard on this outfit. It means so much that you guys voted for me.
Exactly.
You know,
totally. Yeah. Plus, I give everyone the chance to, basically, like, what I did this year is my favorite two outfits from all the 3 days.
Right.
And then I, like, let the people vote
which one
was their favorite, so that, like, your best outfit was in the running.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
No, not
so
your
cool.
favorite, but, like,
everyone's
favorite.
So, this year I'm going to have to add you, Taryn.
Oh, I know, because now we're, like, official.
I know. To the roster.
To the roster.
The old roster. Yeah. Now I'm actually going to have to try.
I know. I was going to say, you can't see.
Now that it's
by.
A competition,
but some people might like the, like, chill vibe.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be, like, over the top. It just has to be, like, well,
I just come
out
with, like, a light up entire outfit.
Well, I
like TK Bowls.
What do you guys suspect will be, like, the big trend this year?
Ooh, that's a good question. Wait, hold on. I need to think about
that's okay.
This.
Fringe and, like, more of the, like, almost, like, Western-y Native American styles was, like, super huge, like, when I was first going.
Yeah.
Which was, like, years ago, because I'm old. But, like, it's funny, like, how different it's come. And then, like, the last couple years, it's been more, like, edgy kind of, like, look.
Yeah, the more utility.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I think utility is a good...
I feel like that still is very, like, present. Like, I haven't seen anything else coming out necessarily.
I still think... I saw a couple people do it. Some of the more, like, fashion bloggers did the, like, monochromatic, like... everything, like the fanny pack, the bandana.
Was the same.
It was all, like, the same color. It was, like, a camel color. Like,
yeah.
I'm thinking of one guy in particular, and I remember thinking, wow, that looked really dope, because it was, like, on the verge of, it was, like, Coachella still, like, the whole style, but the look of it looked very, like, Burning Man, because it was, like, Coachella fashion, but, like, a step above, because it was all monochromatic.
Maybe
so
more neon.
Really cool.
I feel like neon is stepping up.
Because neon, like, really hit right after Coachella.
That's true.
Like, neon.
Yeah. I saw a lot of neon before Coachella, but just, like, sparsely.
Yeah.
And then Coachella hit, and I saw some girls wear, like, a full, like, top.
Yeah.
And now
and
it's, like, everywhere.
Everyone has, like, hoodies, jeans.
I feel like also last year I saw a lot of girls with, like, pants that were, like, you could see your ass through it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But they were, like, pants.
Oh, and they were baggy, too. Like, they weren't tight.
There were a bunch of different ones where I definitely could see the butt.
Yeah.
But that, like, is one thing that has been a Coachella staple, is
really?
The booty. Booties are always showing.
Booties out.
Yeah,
which,
like, see-through
pants,
see-through skirts.
That's why I appreciated the see-through pants, because it was better than just, like,
straight up
ass.
Because,
like, it was bad.
Even, like, James and, like, Tana and all that, they had a lot of the, like, the harnesses, and then they had the full booty out. I'm like, dang, that's competent. And cowboy boots is big.
Though. What's hilarious
like,
is when...
How uncomfortable, too. Like,
I,
booty
like,
sweat?
Also,
know?
Like, when you sit.
I was gonna say, like, there were so many people I saw that sat down on the ground and then stood up, and there was, like, imprints all over their cheeks, and I was
and
like,
you
that's
know, like
not...
a bug, like, burrowed up and, like,
that's
laid eggs
cute.
In their body.
So, what do you think will be big?
Quick turn.
I don't know.
No
I
one
think
said tie
be...
dye. I thought tie dye kind of came back this last year.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's gonna be like everybody's wear. I feel like it's still gonna be like all over.
All over.
Yeah.
I agree. I do think though, I could see like some of the blogger people taking the whole, like, I want to feel like an A-list celebrity, so I'm just going to wear, like, jeans and a crop top.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
A cute little, like, Revolve, like, bra top with some jeans and, like, a fanny pack and, like...
Oh, totally.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the Louis Vuitton fanny pack. Like, something, like, it's more, like, about, like, chill. Flexing.
Yeah.
But chill.
Totally.
You know what I mean? With, like, everything designer, but, like, I could see some people doing that instead of going hard with, like... color
perhaps. No, I could see that too.
I would rather do that than like a bunch of colors.
Oh my god, me
just
too.
Like my style.
I would rather do color.
I know.
TK's okay. Like, ooh.
Our personalities.
I know.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing slash time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and 0 sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Okay, do you want to talk a little bit about your podcast?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, tell us.
Well, we'd love to.
Thought you'd never ask.
Let's see. We are, well, I think me and Taryn both feel like we're still, like, new to the podcast world. Mm-hmm. But we, what, launched in March?
Somewhere around there. We just dropped, like, I think we're at
38.
Oh, really? 38, almost 37? 40.
We're getting close.
Episodes,
yeah, great. Yes. Which is really, like, kind of a big deal for us. We've been uploading every single Monday, and it's honestly, it's been a delight. It's been so much fun. I think I went into it thinking it was going to be a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been. It's been, like, working with, one, my best friend, which is just, like, it's so easy. We don't even have to think. We just, like, show up and talk, and it's just been, like, it's just been great. And then the way we have it set up is kind of brilliant, because we just have, like, non-stop content coming our way.
Yeah.
Because basically we just, like, have listeners send in scenarios, awkward situations, embarrassing moments, any kind of questions that they would need advice on. Mm-hmm. And then they ask us, and they know they're not getting, like, professional advice in any way, but, like, big sister advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, totally. Me and Ashley have always had, like, a passion for, like, people. I, like, originally was going to school to be a counselor, but, like, life happened and different paths were chosen. So it was something, like, we both were, like, okay, we love, like, just hearing people and, like, what happens in their lives. So we both, like, connected on that, and then it kind of just, like, snowballed from there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think once we got the name, like, Unsolicited Advice, then we were, like, we, like, feel like that's, like, a perfect... Yeah. way to, like, kind of jump off of that. So it's been really cool. Yeah. I think we assumed it was just going to be, like, funny and light the whole time. And it kind of took a turn to, like, now we have some episodes that are, like, actually addressing, like, super serious.
Real life things.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's
kind of surprised us. Just because, like, the way we started it, like, our first couple of stories even, they were all very embarrassing, like, first date kind of stories. And we were like, oh, this is going to be so funny. This is going to be so great. But it's kind of crazy how we aren't necessarily in charge.
Mm-mm.
Because, like, we talk about what people send in. So it's, like, it can be really funny one week and then just, like, the deepest, most, like, intimate kind of conversation the next week. And that's
Which I love
kind of
that.
Fun. No, it's been so fun because cool. we just kind of just... We have to roll with it, and it's what, like, the listeners want to talk about. So.
Yeah. Is it ever challenging having essentially a business kind of with your best friend? Like, do you ever disagree on things?
Not yet.
We don't...
Nothing major, at least.
I feel like we, like, foundationally are very similar, and so there's certain things that, like, I'll be like, hey, like... I'm not too comfortable with that. And she's like, cool, it's out. You know, like, or vice versa. Like, if she wants to do things. So I feel like there's never been something where we've been, like, fighting over or anything. Yeah. Like, we both are, like, our humor is the same. Like, we both kind of, like, I don't know, like, at the core of us, like, we're very similar. So it's, it's easy to get along
with. I think the
thing
is, like, we've been friends for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, like, we've learned how to address those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Like, before even starting the podcast.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
it's really easy to be like, hey, are you good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No? Okay, why?
Uh-huh.
Okay, should we just cut that? Okay, out. You know, like, it's just so much easier to just talk about it first instead of just sit there and be like, oh.
Yeah. Because I feel like there's a lot of, especially podcasters in particular, that have, like, podcasts with their best friend or, like, a really good friend or something, and it's inevitable for you to disagree at some points.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always wonder, like, especially since you are profiting from it and stuff, I'm like, I always wonder, you know, sometimes when things aren't perfect, because, like, everything puts the perfect out there into the world.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, like, how you guys handle certain situations when they come up, when things not, everything isn't, you know, in one line.
I think, like, we've learned, well, one of the things is I think because we both are, like, genuinely invested and passionate about our podcast, like, it makes it not feel like work, and it's something that, like, we put a lot into, and then we also, like, lean on each other, like, so equally, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we both bring similar things to the table, but at the same time, like, completely opposite things.
So what is that? Like, what are the strengths each of you?
Like, I think, like, I'm much more, like, weird and will say, like, weird stories and, like, just, like, say things that, like, we've talked about this before. Like, I'm the type of person that I say something that you're, like, I've always thought that, but I would never actually say it out loud.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I bring, like, that kind of, like, weird surprise factor.
Yeah.
Humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to see the camera.
I think something I've said in the past was, like, I feel like I'm kind of, like, the foundation, and I feel like I bring a lot of, like, the listeners here,
uh-huh.
and I feel like people stay because they genuinely fall in love with Taryn's personality. I literally mean it, because she is, one, freaking hilarious. Like, she's so funny.
Facts.
She has a lot of wisdom to share, and she shares it in, like, a really loving and, like, kind way.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like, like, not a lot of people. She has a vlog channel, but, like, that, she hasn't vlogged in like, a long time. So, this is, like, me reintroducing Taryn.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, this is my best friend, Taryn.
Yeah.
Like, you should hear her out. And I'm not kidding. Like, all of the memes we get are about her. All of the edits we get are about her. We have a whole segment for her and her embarrassing stories. Like, people love her. So, I feel like she brings that whole, like, lighthearted humor.
Plus, in a 40-minute to an hour episode, you can, like, really dive into someone's personality and what they're actually
Versus
on video editing, I feel like I cut out 90% of the video.
Oh my god. Oh my god, absolutely.
And like video editing, I'm so on, like in the sense that I have a crap ton of makeup on. Like I have my personality is like my TV personality is on. Like my outfit is like cute and on. Whereas like podcasting, like right now we're like all of not our best. No. You know what I mean? Like not typically like how I would be on YouTube. So it's kind of nice to like really dive in. That's why I love like Dax's podcast. Ashley introduced me to Dax Shepherd's podcast, and I love how like you can actually see what real celebrities are actually like, because it's like, whoa, like you're a real person.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that's cool is because like we each bring a story, and so like when I read my story, Ashley's never heard it before.
Oh yeah,
and
vice versa. That. You guys do that.
So like when we're responding, like it's so cool to hear both of our sides of like just your immediate like response to something versus like, oh, I've actually sat and thought about this. And I think like where Ashley is like so essential is because she's a 9 and she like understands everyone so well. Like sometimes like we'll talk about something and I'll be coming from one angle, and then she'll be like, well, I think they probably were thinking that. And it's like something I haven't even thought of, you know? Yeah,
that's another thing. Our podcast kind of weighs heavily on the
Enneagram. We talk on the Enneagram like all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Wait, do you want to say your numbers?
Yeah, I'm a 2 wing 3.
Yeah, and what are you, Ash?
I'm a 9 wing 1.
What do you think I am, Taryn?
I would say you're a 3.
Yeah, I am.
Were you high as a 7, too?
Yeah.
Okay, me too. 7 was my second highest one.
Yeah, same. So I was like a 3. I'm a 3 wing 2, but 7 is like my next.
That's crazy.
One. Yeah. We're trying to get my brother to take it, and he wouldn't, but I think he's a 9.
Yeah. I think he's...
I could see that.
He could be a 9, yeah.
Okay, so let's just dive into the polls because...
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
We have more than usual, and I feel like you'll give really good advice. Since you guys are the advice queens.
Oh, you know. Yeah, come to us for all your problems.
Okay, do you feel pressured to be in a relationship?
Wait, you want us to answer this and then you tell us? Okay. I definitely would say yes. I am in my, like, early, just broke into my 30s. So, like, I feel like the second, like, you hit that, like, 3-0, like, there's a lot of that pressure that comes. And especially because, like, my younger brother just got married and is now having a baby. So, like, it's a lot of extra pressure, I feel.
From the fam?
From just...
Everyone.
Everyone in general.
Do you think it's a society thing?
Oh, fully. Fully.
Yeah.
And we talk about this all the time, but it's like, if you ever go to like, if you talk small talk with anyone, it's usually, oh my god, have you been? Like, are you seeing anyone?
Yeah.
Like, that's like the first
one. That's only how it is when it's someone from your past that you know.
That's true.
Not someone that you just first met.
Yeah. Literally.
Sometimes. I mean, I feel like it depends.
Kind of both. I feel like I've gone to so many parties where it's like no one really knows what to say. But yeah, I think it definitely leans more towards the family stuff.
Yeah.
Like, their automatic response is, any guys yet? Or do you have any guys? I'm like, oh, totally. No, my career's thriving. I incorporated this.
Yeah.
Like, thanks for asking, you know?
No problem. I just signed with an agent. No big deal.
Yeah. No one cares. They want to know if I'm single still.
Yeah. ETA.
So, the worst.
So, do you feel pressured?
Yeah, I do feel pressured. Yeah. I don't think I feel pressured from, like, everyone in general. I think sometimes I put that pressure on myself sometimes.
It's kind of an unspoken, like, you see pity in people's faces, which then you internalize as, like, oh, they feel like I haven't arrived at, like, where I should be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm curious, though, you, because you're about to turn
the big 3-0. I'm about to turn
30. Have you felt a shift in that, where you feel more?
I felt a shift, I think, these last 2 years, like, 28,
I would say the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. Was when, because I never used to really have that much problem. I mean, people would always ask if I was dating anyone, but that's like a normal question.
Yeah.
Around 28, it went from, are you dating someone, to like, you're not in a relationship?
Yeah.
You're
you
haven't been in a relationship for a while.
You'll find someone.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know when you can like hear it and you just want to slap it out of their face? You're like, shut it.
Yeah. It's weird because I definitely don't feel like a pressure to have someone
or
to be in a relationship. However, when I went home last time, which was for the IU homecoming football game, I mean, literally, I have never had so many people ask me if I have a guy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, totally different back
home. So I don't know if it's just because they're curious and they want to know, like, my juicy life or something like that.
Well, I do think it's been pushed.
Yeah.
Age-wise.
Yeah.
Back.
Yeah. So I don't
know. But I also think in different places, like my friend from Kentucky at like 20, she was already feeling pressured.
One of my best friends, she got married, I think at 23, mm-hmm. 22 or 23. And like my other friend, she's just turned 23 and she's getting married.
Yeah.
So, and then my other friend's 22 and she's getting married. So it's like, I do have friends, but like I've never had so many people at once be so wanting to be so invested in my like relationship. And it was like one of the first questions. It wasn't really like, oh, how's your job or oh, how's your whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just funny that that's like such a common question.
I know.
Yeah.
But I guess I do the same to people sometimes.
You do. And but I think the question changes because I think as millennials, like we do prioritize work more and career more. And I think that's just kind of like across the board, no matter where you live.
Yeah.
So like, yay, we're past the getting married at 22 thing.
Yeah.
But like, just because you're not married at 27 doesn't mean things are like going bad.
I will say though, I was very pleasantly surprised because I had so many, especially my guy friends, that were coming up to me and they're like, TK, like, oh my God, you were just in Tokyo or like whatever. They're like invested in like what I've been doing, right? Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh my God, like, so who are all the guys you've been like talking to or whatever?
Like they like, assume like you're
they're
getting
like
it.
That I'm having the best like life with boys, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh no, I'm like been really busy, whatever. And they're like, oh my God, how do you not? Like it was very, I was very pleasantly surprised at how they were shocked that I don't have like 80 million guys to talk to, which was so sweet. It was almost like a compliment.
It's
for
like
me,
when people are like, how are you still single?
Yeah.
You're like so pretty and you're so
like,
great.
Yeah, like you're so, like, I don't get it. But like,
and you're
when
like,
I
me
explain,
neither, bro.
Like, listen, like, I'm like, I always tell people I'm on call with my job. Like, it's 24/7.
You kind of are.
You are.
So I'm like a doctor, but for a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And so it was a nice, pleasant surprise. Yeah, but I can see the pressure when it's like,
for
you guys.
Well, it's funny too, because like psychologically, they say like 18 to 25 is your biggest years where like you're like molding into who you are and you change the most into like who you are. So a lot of people that get married so young and then all of a sudden they start having these issues because they're like, you're not the same person I married.
Yeah.
Because like drastic changes happen. So a lot of times like when people are getting married before 25, like I get a little bit nervous because I'm like, ooh, they still got those years.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I mean,
you don't know what's going to come
looking
out.
Looking back at the last year, I have changed so much in a year.
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine like being so attached to someone. So and it's so like important because like when I'm in a relationship, I put so much into that and I make decisions based on that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
I think most people do.
Yeah. So like being able to like just change on my own because I want to on my own like being, it's like so nice that I can do that without anyone else in mind.
Yeah. Like you don't have to be like, oh, I'm going to Tokyo. Are you cool? Was there anything you had planned for those weeks?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I'm just going.
And like, are they going to like this photo that I post? Are they going to like be mad if I go do this tonight? Like, it's just, it's very, it's a relationship. It's
totally.
Two-way thing. And even like looking at my past relationships, like seeing like, oh my God, I'm so different. Like I can't even imagine being with them.
No.
You know?
Yeah. Same with all mine. Also, I think it's kind of interesting how you mentioned that guys were asking you about your career stuff, not girls.
Yeah.
Like, stereotypically, guys are career-driven, women aren't. Like, stereotypically.
They were so impressed with, like, my career stuff. They're like, ding, you're
killing
it. You were
just
blah, blah,
like,
blah.
Yeah.
And they were, like, so, like, whoa. Like, I'm shook that I was done boots. And they, like, understood that I don't
said
have.
So casually.
It was really nice and relieving to me because they were like, yeah, I understand why you don't have enough time for someone because, like, you're investing in your career right now.
Yeah.
Which was so nice. Whereas girls were like, so who are the guys you're talking to?
Exactly. Which, like, you know.
Whatever.
You know.
It's fine. Boys are fun.
It's fine.
Okay. So the percentage of this, I'm actually really impressed. It says, do you feel pressure to be in a relationship? 62% said no.
Wow. Awesome. Good for them.
Yeah.
That means more guys voted.
Well, the good thing is, too, is that it was just the holidays. So I feel like you would think it would be the opposite.
You'd think after that,
So the next thing I asked, or we came up with, was what's the best way a guy slash girl has ever hit on you?
I'm excited about this.
I haven't looked at any of these yet, so we'll run through these. hand on the waist and walking me to my car to make sure I'm safe. That's cute.
Oh, cute.
Okay, so we talked about this before. That's cute, but it's a very intimate touch. And if someone does it that you're not wanting to, that's like, for me, I get very like...
I get tense.
Like, don't, when someone's like, oh, excuse me, and touches you, like, yeah, I'll get jumpy unless it's someone I like. And then I'm like, oh.
Well, that's how, it's honestly a good test. I would recommend, honestly, doing it on a date.
Yeah.
Because then you'll be able to tell. Like, the girl and the guy will be able to know.
Yeah, I'm very aware, I think all girls are, of when a guy touches you, period, let alone, like, lower back.
Yeah.
Or hips.
Or on the, like, on the knee. Yeah. On, like, your, like, when you're sitting down and then they, like, touch your leg.
Yeah.
Like, you'll know. Like, I'll either get really tense, like, or I'll be like, you, like, yes, keep your hand on my leg.
You shudder and, like, subtly pull away, or you like, lean
I'll literally get tense. Like, I can feel it. I'm like, oh, my God.
Like, okay, so what about that? What about when you're, like, sitting there and you, like, slowly move your knee so then it touches it, and then you wait to see if he, like, moves it away? Way, or if you like keep
that's a thing
or is that how people still do it?
I mean, because it's been a while.
I would say it's
been a long time, but I remember doing that.
Just really any like sort of physical touch. Like even if you're like bantering and you like hit their shoulder really quick, it's like, oh, did you like actually like that, or were you like, oh my god, please don't touch me? Because there's like literally it's two extremes.
It's one or the other.
So people are saying just constantly telling me how beautiful I am, being kind and asking how my day was and really caring.
I think that's so underrated.
Yeah. Is there a mirror in your pocket? Because I see myself in your pants.
Oh,
wow.
That's intense. Blunt. Ballsy.
It's like 0 to 100. Yeah. Real quick.
Someone said calling a lot, which I like that. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend complimented my dog before me. It worked.
Dang. I can feel that.
That's cute.
Girl, I'm not Santa, but you can sit on my lap. Not the best, but pretty funny.
Yeah.
By using a cheesy pickup line in a cute, cheesy way.
I would love it.
What are your guys' thoughts on pickup lines?
I freaking love cheesy pickup lines. But if I feel like it has to be delivered in a way where it's like, we both know this is so stupid.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
If they deliver if it where they serious, think they're cool.
Oh, I know.
Oh, no. I'm like,
pull out.
Yeah. If it's a text, it has to be followed by like a ton of laughing emojis.
Yeah.
Or like in person, they just have to be like winky wink and then just like be like, so that was awkward.
Yeah.
But like as long as it's delivered right.
Yeah. Sent me a Shirley Temple from across the bar. It was funny and got my attention. Ha! Cute. I think that's really cute.
Yeah, that is cute. Like not assuming like you're gonna drink, but just being like, oh, here's like a cute drink.
Yeah.
Asking me about a product in my shopping cart. Oh, like a
conversation.
Like you're at Target.
Yeah, you're at Target. Oh, okay.
How do you like that?
I automatically thought of online shopping and I was like, how do they know what's in the cart?
You're like, whoa, creeper.
That's so millennial of me.
I know.
It's like, you go to grocery stores now?
This guy brought his puppy to a bar and literally handed him to me and let me hold him all night.
That would sound good.
I would love that.
That would sound good. Yeah.
Can I get your number in case I'm stuck in the elevator? That's good. Oh, this is cute. Asking me out at my locker because we're cuties in middle school.
Aww. I love young love.
If you were a pirate, would your parrot be on this shoulder or this one?
I could see it already. That's funny. Do you have one, TK?
A pickup line?
No, one that worked on you.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Let's all say our favorite time getting hit on. That's good.
Let me think about this.
Taryn.
Okay. So mine was actually from someone that like I wasn't interested in, but it was so good that it gave me pause because he was like not my type whatsoever. But we were sitting in Yard House and I was sitting next to my friend Sam, who is a guy, and this guy walks over from across the room and he says to my guy friend, because he assumed we were together.
Yeah.
He goes, hey man, like honestly, like no disrespect, like I'm not trying to like. To, like, make you upset or whatever, and then he turns to me and he's like, well, honestly, I just had to tell you, you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen, and, like, I couldn't leave here without just telling you, like, I just can't keep my eyes off you. And he's like, again, man, like, no disrespect, like, you're a lucky man. And he was like, okay, like, just have a good night. And then he, like, looked at me and was just like, ugh, and, like, walked away. And I was like,
I would have had, and he was your friend, Sam, right?
Yeah, like, we weren't dating at all.
Was your friend like, what the heck?
He just kind of was like, all of us were like, what just happened? And then I had a girlfriend that was there, and she was like, what the hell?
That's iconic.
Yeah, but, like, he was, like, not at all, like, my type, but it was so good that I was
like, but, like, that just goes to show dudes, like, you don't have to be the best looking guy. If you can be that confident and walk up to a girl.
I agree.
That's what, okay, so the one with me was I went to a line dancing club with Taryn for the first time. And out of nowhere, we were going to leave. And I don't like dancing, really. Yeah. So it was like not the, like I wasn't thriving there, you know. And this guy came out of nowhere, like grabbed my arm and was like, hey, will you slow dance with me?
Oh.
Like in the most like,
oh my God,
just so freaking confident. I hate dancing. And I was just like, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, because I was just like so blown away by the confidence. And then he was like tall, dark, and handsome. So I ended up, I was like, yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna like date you, but like yes, absolutely.
Dang.
Like the confidence
was
it.
Pissed because I've been going to this line dancing place for like 6 years, never got a date out of it. This she comes once and I look over, I'm like, where's Ashley? And they're like, she's on the dance floor. And then she's like, oh yeah, that's my number. And they started dating and I was like, I'm done.
Oh my god.
There was corn dog guy.
Oh, corn dog guy.
That means explain later.
That's so funny. I was actually going to say I love it when guys like want to dance, like, or if I'm dancing and then they just come up and they just start dancing with me, like, I
not like mounting
so
you, but
no,
like
no.
dancing.
Yeah,
with
like
you.
If they're a good dancer, like they have to be a good dancer.
Oh heck yeah!
Like
yeah.
they have to like want to be on the dance floor, like the opposite of Ash.
Yeah,
like she does not enjoy that. I love that.
Oh me too.
But like I agree. I need a guy like that.
Yeah.
To pull that side out.
Honestly, yeah. I don't even care if, like, he looks cheesy dancing. He just has to be as hype as me and, like, want to dance.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's cute. I mean, I feel like I kind of like it when guys respond to my stories with, like, funny stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, or if they, like, clever obviously, stuff. If they respond to my story, then, like, they understand my humor and, like, my humor. So if they, like, can get on board with that and then they, like, respond something funny or, like, even if they'll, like, respond to a poll with, like, something funny or, like, their thought.
Oh, yeah. No, I have to be able to, like, jive with the guy. Like, we have to be able to, like, talk crap to each other and, like, you know. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think replying to the stories. I also think, like, if you want to just be simple, like, sending a just the eyes emoji. I've talked about this before, but just, like, the two little eyes and, like, sending it. Like, if I, like, post something on my story and they, like, respond to the eyes, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, I've got my eye on you.
Yeah.
I think that's funny.
Like, I see you. Yeah.
Yeah. I see you.
No, super cute.
Also, those eyes are very, like, you know what I mean? Like jaw, like, wide eyes, like, dang, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I see you.
Cute.
But I can't, I don't have anything that's, like, super, like, someone came up and said a cheesy pickup line.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't done anything like that. Or at least that one that I remember. Okay. Hoes before bros. Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
Absolutely.
70% said yes.
70.
Yeah.
The 30%.
I know. The 30 are the girls that are in a relationship where they've isolated themselves because
they have no friends.
And all their friends
they ain't
left
got
them
no
because
hoes.
They don't hang out with their friends though. Yeah. Bros before hoes.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
I would think so.
51% said yes.
50?
Oh, interesting. But most of my followers are girls, so I could see girls voting.
Oh. Well.
No.
Still interesting.
Dating apps, worth it or no?
Currently, I'm going to say no, but, like, I know it's worth it for, like, a lot of people. I haven't had the best experience on it, but
I got on it almost a year ago for the first time, and I hated the idea of it, didn't want to do it. I haven't had any, like, luck with it in any way. However, like, I've gone on good dates, and I've had a good time.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it's all about how you go about doing it. If you're trying to find true love, like, true love, and that's your mentality going into it, you're probably going to be disappointed. But if you're like, hey, you look cute, you seem cool, you want to go out for dinner or something, like, it's probably going to be fun, and it doesn't have to be that serious. Like, you can still want to date someone seriously and go out and just be like, okay, that was great. Feel like this is a no, but like that was so much fun. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, like that's,
I think that in LA, it's worth it.
I think it is worth it in LA because you just don't, you can't meet people, especially we're just gonna, you know, the gay, everyone's gay here.
Yeah.
If you're a single girl here and you're straight, there's not a lot of straight male guys here.
Well, also when you have a job like us, like when you're you know, let's say you work from home and you're, or you're an influencer.
Or you work with children.
Like, you don't, you're not at like a big like finance firm every day where you're surrounded by guys, you know, or even just like any big company. Like if you're at a production company or something, you're not around a lot of guys.
No, for sure.
So it's like hard to meet people outside of work. Cause even the, all the events we go to, they're cool as heck, but like it's all bloggers or it's all like cool influencers, not like straight guys. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it's like kind of almost a necessity in LA.
I also am paranoid that like everyone's trying to kill everyone, and we've had like some like horror stories sent in about like dating apps, so that also like gets to me too. Like the last time I deleted Hinge, and I still haven't like reloaded it. You told me I need to though, so I might think about it.
I think you should.
But was from a story sent into our podcast, and it freaked me out so much I deleted it that night. So
Yeah. But, like, also, I'm, like, there's more out on my Instagram than there is on Hinge.
Yeah. More out?
Like, about you. Like you can find out more about me through my Instagram.
Oh, no. Hinge.
Anyway, 27% said worth it. 73% said not worth it.
Interesting.
This is a common, I guess, ratio because a lot of my followers are from the Midwest.
Yeah, I can't
like Midwest people don't really
well
have it
in the Midwest. I don't see it doing well at all.
How many dates does it take for you to be comfortable with a stranger? 3 and under or 3 plus?
3 plus for me, for sure.
I think 3 plus.
I agree.
Actually, I would say 3 is like right at that mark where I'm like, okay,
are we going to go on another?
I'm really, like, if you go out on a second date, that means you're interested. If you're on the third and you're like down to go out for a fourth, then it's like, okay. You like each other, and
also,
this is
like,
going really well.
It sucks because nowadays, like, you do have to be, like, kind of weary. Like, you have to, like, really feel like you know someone because there are some psychos out there. So it's, like, I feel like at least 3 dates, and then it's, like, from there. You should be able to get a read, hopefully. I don't know, man.
84% said 3 plus. 16% said 3 and under.
People are being wise.
Yeah.
Should you be married by the age of 30?
I don't think anyone should be married by a certain time. But especially now that I'm getting closer to 30, like, I've become more and more aware of that. Like, I agree. When I was younger, I thought I was going to be married a lot earlier.
Me too.
But it's just really hard. I feel like everyone's lives are different. Everyone's going through different stuff right now. Like, where I'm at work, it's just like, wow, I might not be married for a few more years or longer. Like, I don't know. And that's okay. So I guess we're at a point where we're just like, no, you don't have to be married.
I definitely think, like, personally, because I was with a guy for 4 years and was set on marriage. Like, we had our whole lives planned, and, like, we broke up and I kind of restarted my life, and that was, like, terrifying for me. But now I look back to, like, if I would have been married younger and, like, all of the things I wouldn't have known you guys. Like, I wouldn't be sitting here, you know? So it's, like, I think it really is solely dependent on, like, who you are and where you're at in life.
Yeah.
And if that person is, like, who you're meant to be with. I think a lot of people step into marriage because of the idea of, like, I want to be married. And then then they forget that they're, like, stuck with that person the rest of their life. So I think it's not, like,
rest of your life.
Seriously.
It's crazy.
And then they're like, oh, I'm miserable, so I'm going to have kids, and that'll make it better. And then their kids graduate. You know what I mean? Like, there's just so many things that come to it, with it. So I think it's not a, like, you should be. It's, like, it should totally be solely based on, like, you individually.
I agree. If, hypothetically, if there was an age you think you should be married by, what would you guys both say?
I would probably say that I would hope that I'd be married by, like, my late 30s. Okay. I would hope to be married by then. But I don't know if, like, should, because I know plenty of people that, like, have killed it in life and, like, never got married, you know, or, like, had kids on their own, so I just feel like it's hard because I think I felt the remnants of, like, people putting that pressure on me when I know, like, individually, like, it's not that I'm doing anything wrong. It's just I haven't found a person that's made me want to, like, jump into that. So I think, like, I can only speak for myself, and, like, I would hope to be married in the next 5 years, we'll say. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I don't think there's, like, an age. Like, you can put an age on it.
Got it.
I don't think there's an age.
100.
However.
I'm just kidding.
Like, if I meet someone who's, like, 40 and not married, I do start to wonder. I'm like, I'll be like, why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you divorced? Do you have kids?
Yeah.
Is something wrong? Like, I do start to wonder that kind of stuff.
Got it.
At 40.
Like, it's interesting.
It's interesting. Because I'm like, okay.
I feel like that your 40 age used to be 30.
Yes. I feel like, I feel like, you get older, it shifts. Yeah. Totally. And especially like if you live in a bigger city, 30 is like you,
30 is like
you have 20. Money now, you're stable, you are working on your career. Like you are pretty solid. And now is a great time to start looking for
and someone you're completely on your
to
own
share your life with. Yeah. Yeah. But when I, especially on the dating apps, like I'll see a lot of like 40-year-old guys, which is like, I can't go higher than that, obviously. But not obviously but in my head,
I know plenty of people
in my head, it's obviously
been hot, happy, poppy.
And I'm just like, oh, 40. That's interesting. So yeah. I feel like that is a number for me that just like rings a bell.
Got it.
Yeah.
Should you be married by the age of 30? I said no, and the people said no. 60%.
Oh,
yeah.
My people.
I'm very shocked by this too, because again, most of my people are from the Midwest, so. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
That's lit.
Cool. That's exciting. Yeah.
Actually, a lot of my guy friends, when I was back home, were saying how they're like, they're all single and they're so happy and like they don't plan on getting married for a long time. Like, mm-hmm. And it makes me feel good that like it's not only just here in LA that people are like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
It's like the rest of the country is, I don't know.
Feeling that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Should you have kids by the age of 30?
Again, that's a hard one. I know, like, biologically, like, once you, like, cross over into your 30s, there are, like, things that, like, you have to be more aware of. So that's where it's, like, hard. But I think, like, people are having, like, healthy kids, like, even into, like, their 40s. Yeah. So I feel like it's, like, different nowadays. But,
yeah. I don't think you should have kids by 30. I think you can if you want to.
Yeah.
And if you're in a place where you can afford to and take care of them well, then, like, go for it. But... yeah, I don't think 30 is the age, like...
the age.
There's no kids, the age. Yeah. And, like, science is on our side, and mm-hmm. and it's better to have kids later when you can, like, really afford to, and, yeah. like, you know, give them the best life you can, and, like, yeah. stuff like that, like, should be thought about, so...
yeah.
You know.
Well, 66% said, no, you shouldn't have kids.
These, I'm, like, the most surprised by these
yeah.
questions.
If you are 30 and not married... you don't have your ish together. True or false?
False. Ooh, false. Very false.
85% said false.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm living yeah. for this.
I'm all about these
things. Maybe I was like very judgmental of everyone else.
Maybe, or maybe we're just putting it on ourselves.
Yeah. yeah. Literally. I'm even shocked.
Yeah.
Okay. If your friend does something that bothers you, do you bring it up or do you brush it off?
Oh,
I would say my tendency has always been to brush it off. If I bring it up, that's how you know, like, I truly, truly, truly love you. Because I can very easily just be like, eh, like, I can get over things fast. Yeah. But if I bring it up, it's because I genuinely care that we have a healthy relationship. And I want us to, like, be better.
Yeah.
But it's very, like, there's, like, a small handful of people I think I've ever
brought it up
actually to. Brought up things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Ash?
I like 100% agree. I think I have a very small circle of people that, in my head, I hate confrontation. I will run away from it at all costs.
Yeah.
But there's a small circle of people in my life where I know I have to work hard in that yeah. relationship. Other people that are on, even in like the next closest circle, I'm like, no. I don't, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to do that. I don't know if I want to do that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, especially for my inner circle. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel it's like necessary. I'm the same. Like I'm not one to like, if something happens, I don't like bring it up right away.
Yeah.
Unless it's been a long time coming or whatever. If I need to bring it up, I will, but I don't particularly like it.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it. I think Taryn's brought up pretty much almost any fight we've ever gone through. Taryn's the one to like bring it up first because mm-hmm. in my head, I know it's coming. But I can't say anything. Yeah. And then she says it. I'm like, thank God.
And that's it. Yeah. And I'm like sitting over here like, oh my God. Like watching her fester and like run away when I rock in a room. And I'm like, okay, girl, let's just like do this.
Let's
like,
talk. And I'm just like.
And it's okay. Never, it's funny because it's never even like fights that happen. Like
yeah.
They're super like productive, healthy conversations. Mm-hmm. But it's like a lot harder yeah. for her to bring it up.
I also, though, I hate the feeling of feeling like guilty or feeling weird about talking to someone.
Yeah.
So like I would rather bring it up, get it over with, and move
yeah,
on.
That's see, then
like shove it under the rug and like act
I can
like
fully, that's I can fully pretend like everything's fine.
Oh, I can't.
After a while, I'll just like, we're good. And then I'll just like shake it off.
Really?
I can't. See, I brought, we like talked about something similar on our podcast, and I was like, it literally is like when you're laying in bed and you wake up and you know you have to throw up. There's two kinds of people, right? The ones that are like, shoot, like I know this is coming. I'm going to like go to the toilet, get my business done so then I can like be okay. And then there's the people that lay there and like are trying different angles, like wiping their foreheads, like fighting so hard. And in the end, like they stayed up all night miserable and still had to throw up. So it's like,
me.
Sometimes like you just have to like push through and just be like, let's just do this.
Yeah, like, it's like ripping the band-aid.
Let's puke it out. Like, let's go. Yeah.
64% said bring it up.
Yep.
Well, that's not like better. That much higher. Than, yeah, that's interesting.
What breakup is harder, the BFF breakup or significant other?
Oof. BFF was hard for me, but both are hard, but I feel like BFF brings like aspects that like a relationship doesn't, because you don't necessarily expect that you're ever gonna like not have your best friend.
Exactly.
But when you're with a guy, you're like, there is a chance we could break up. Like, yeah, there is a chance.
Yeah, I had one really bad breakup that wrecked me, and like I'll still think about him from time to time, but like I had one best friend breakup my whole life, and I like dreamt about her last night. Like I think about her all
you
the time.
You did?
Yeah. No, I just do. Like she's always in my thoughts.
Yeah.
We grew up together. She was a huge, huge portion, a very significant and like healthy portion of my life, even though we're not friends now. Like it was huge. So that just goes to show like the fact that I still think about her, dream about her, like all the time. It's so weird. But like, I think best friends are so much harder when you lose them.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think also, I would say the same BFF, but I mean, again, like one of my relationships really like wrecked me.
Yeah.
But like, I don't really think of same. Like, I don't really think about him. I still think about my friend.
Yeah. I think about him, but in like a different way. I'll just be like, oh, I wonder how he's doing. Her, like, I still feel like I'm mourning her still.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Me too. Weird. I saw like a guy, I had a really bad like guy friend breakup that we like grew up together and we're like best friends. And I saw like on my, what's that called? Your, the feed. Explore page.
Oh yeah.
Someone was at their like gender reveal and like he's like having a baby, and it's like things like that where like I literally, it's been years, like I'm fine, like I don't feel like I was in the wrong in the situation, but like I still, seeing that, like I started crying because I was like, I should be there, like I should be a part of this, you know? So it's weird.
It is weird. BFF 175%.
Absolutely.
Is moving to a big city hard, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I feel like you should talk about this more than us. Taryn and I are both from Southern California, so it wasn't that big of a jump. But I do think, and anyone that lives near a big city, I think, can attest to this. Like, even if you're just a half hour outside of, like, the downtown, like, the big city, it's so much different. It's
so, like, a different culture.
It's like weird. A completely different culture, and I definitely, it took me, like, a full year to get comfortable here. Especially because, like, for me, I moved from home, moved to Orange County, was going to school, and I, like, went through that move. Like, I intentionally was like, I'm going to make good friends, like, healthy friends, like, lifelonger friends.
Insert me.
And that was my mentality through the whole thing. So once I moved from Orange County to LA, I felt like I had to start all over again, which I did. And that was the most overwhelming feeling of my life. So I just kept going back to Orange County, which made it even worse. So I was just like, you know what? I can't keep going back. So I had to force myself to stay out here. Yeah.
I would say it is extremely hard, and it takes a certain someone. I mean, again, there is a big difference from moving 30 minutes or an hour away, or even in the same state, versus like I went across the country.
You jumped.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. Like, I would do anything to like be able to just drive even like 8 hours home.
Oh my God. I mean,
or even be able to drive like 4 or 5 hours home. Like, I would do anything for that, just because, I mean, a flight's a flight. Like, even if it's, like, a short flight, which mine's, like, 4 hours, it's still a long-ass flight. And, like, it's still even, like, I can't be, like, oh, this weekend I'm just going to go home. It's, like, you have to plan, like, 2 months in advance or even further. And, like, it's cost a lot of money, whatever. And then it's, like, also weird, too, when you, like, have to go home and, like, literally you have to schedule, like, to see everyone at, like, one certain time.
Try to, like,
and,
fit
like,
it all in,
But, yeah, it's so hard, and I definitely, like, big nod to the people that do it because it's like way harder than it seems. Like, even though like LA's lit and it's like such a cool city and like my Instagram looks popping, like it can be lonely, especially when you're like,
yeah,
here. I've talked about this a lot on podcasts, but I really respect people that go somewhere and like stay there for more than like 2 years.
Yeah, like you.
Mm-hmm. I know how hard it is because I've tried to move home so many times. Yeah. So, yeah. 78% said yes.
Dang.
Yeah.
Who would you be more comfortable going to for advice? Someone who knows the whole situation or someone who is removed from it?
Ooh, that's a good one. Honestly, I feel like both are so valid. And I think, like, whereas, like, you can go to someone who knows the people, then they're like, they can be like, oh, well, that's just TK. You know how she is. Like, she probably meant this. Whereas, like, sometimes, like, that outside perspective, like what I was saying earlier about our podcast, like, we don't know anything about these people, so we can come in unbiased and be like, no, like, that's weird. You know what I mean? So I feel like, honestly, like, both are super valuable, but I don't know.
You know what else is weird, though, is that I tell the story different.
Oh, fully. Yeah.
You know?
Because you almost lean on their understanding of that person.
Like, in the moment you're telling the story to someone who's removed, you know, like, your opinion.
Yeah.
Because you're swaying towards someone's side, right? So it's like, whatever you tell them, they're obviously going to agree with.
Yeah.
Most of the time, right? So that's also an interesting point.
It's extremely interesting. I feel like...
But I think it is good in situations to have someone who's removed so they can be like... No, you're not crazy for thinking this.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
I think both are great. I think there's different situations to use both of them. I think you'll probably get your most honest answers from people who know you and who know other people. Like, maybe most helpful answers. But I feel more comfortable, like, being someone who hates conflict and having to talk about it with people. I feel more comfortable talking to strangers than I do to people that I know.
Yeah.
So...
I also think there's it's nice, specifically, when it's, you're telling it to someone who's removed from the situation, doesn't know the people you're talking about, but knows you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the best situation, honestly.
Yeah.
56% said removed.
Oh. Interesting.
44 said.
Hey, listen to our podcast.
Yeah, literally.
You got a problem? Send
it on in. No kidding. Can people change after they cheat, aka not cheat again?
Oof. I have personally... watched couples that have recovered, but I think a lot goes into it that people don't think about. I think the biggest factor that is like dependent on it is, so say for instance, like a girl cheats on a guy in the relationship, and then they decide to get back together. The guy has to be able to fully forgive her and move forward and not like continue to like bring it up and like hold it against her for them to like move on. And I don't think a lot of people think about that side.
Oh.
Because like when you say like, oh yeah, you forgive someone, but then like every time they do something, you're like, well, you cheated on me, like blah, blah, blah. It's like you can't move past it.
You're not over it.
So I think it's near impossible in my mind to like fully forgive and move forward. Mm-hmm. But I have seen people do it successfully. For me, I would have a hard time, though. I don't think I could recover from that.
Yeah, I think people can change. I think they're capable of change. I just think it's really hard, and because it's really hard, not a lot of people can do it.
Yeah.
I think people can change, but not in that relationship.
Yeah.
Boy, bye.
Yeah, boy, it's bye. Like, there's nothing recovering from that.
Yeah, I would have a
really hard time. If someone like, cheated on me,
I
would have
a really hard time. I personally, no. Like, for me,
there's no way. Like, because, like... You already have those insecurities where you're, like, weirded out by people. But then to actually know, like, no, this could lead somewhere. It's like, oof.
No. I would go crazy.
Yeah, I would too.
57% said
wow, no. That's close.
I know.
Interesting.
Huh. It is close. Have you ever been ghosted?
Yup.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Absolutely, yep. I feel like that's actually trending right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a time I was, like, legit. Are you talking about, like, you were texting and then just someone didn't respond?
It's where they, like, you've reached out multiple times or on different modes and they still, like, I had a guy that I texted him, I DM'd him, I Facebook messaged him, saw that he saw all of them but did not respond.
Oh,
so that's, shoot. Like, that's, like, you're legit, like, pretending I don't exist right now.
I mean, I feel like I've had, like, people not respond to me, but it was, I don't feel like I was ghosted.
I think ghosted too is if like you already have like a rapport going, like you have like you're conversating, like you're talking, and then all of a sudden it's like they stop responding, and yeah. even if you reach out multiple times, yeah. there's like no, like it's literally like poof, they disappeared.
Also, I'm sure that I have. It's just obviously it didn't affect me enough for yeah. me to like realize right now that I was.
Yeah.
I just didn't care enough.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy once, and we were like in the middle. We had been talking for a while. It had been, like, a few months. And we were, like, I was getting frustrated with him, and I totally, like, picked on the fight. Like, it was my fault. Not my fault, but I was just, like, calling him out for just not, you know.
No, as you should.
Not being a man kind of thing. And he fully just, in the middle of, like, a quote-unquote argument that we kind of had, because it wasn't even really an argument. It was yeah. just me, like, kind of laying out what was happening.
Yeah.
He just stopped responding for, like, 3 days and then tried to...
Play it off.
Play it off and connect with me again. And I ghosted. Because yeah. I was done. Like, yeah. I was like, absolutely no.
Which leads us to the next one. The next one.
Such a tool bag anyway. Have you ever been ghosted 61%?
Said yes?
Said yes.
Oh, wow.
Shoot. I knew it was. Have you ever been ghosted? Okay. Have you ever ghosted someone?
Yeah.
I definitely have.
I'm not proud of it.
I haven't ghosted someone, but I was talking to someone on Hinge, and we only interacted, like, twice, and I never responded to that.
Yeah.
I don't count that as a ghost, which I'm sure technically it is, but, like, we interacted twice. It was like, hey, how are you? I was like, I'm good. You know, yeah. what are you into? And then I was like, nah, not you.
Yeah. Not you.
You know, so, like, I don't know if yeah. I would count yeah. that. Because yeah. I feel like you have to be, like, in an actual conversation to be ghosted. But if you want to count it, that ghosting.
I definitely have done where it's, like, someone in my life that I know that will, like, randomly, like, text and be like, oh, my God, we should totally get coffee and hang out. And I'm like, ooh. Like, I'll not respond. I've done that before.
I've done that before,
I've done that before.
That to me is ghosting. Because it's, like, you know that they, like, they have your number. They know you got that text.
But I feel like that to me, in my head, is not ghosting. That's, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so busy. And I haven't gone to my phone. But it is, on their end, ghosting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, totally.
There's someone
from home. I literally have a text that I haven't responded to right now.
Well, because yeah. it's, like, you pretend that... Oh, this didn't just happen. It's like, I'm gonna, again, yeah. poof, I'm out, you know?
Gone.
I guess that, yeah.
That to me is ghosting.
I guess I definitely have been ghosted. I just don't remember any specific, like, yeah. dramatic ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, 66% said they have been ghosted.
Okay.
Can you recover from farting on a date?
Yeah, I think you can. You probably feel like you could.
I personally probably would just, if I was the one that did it, I don't think I could bounce back. I think I'd just walk away. I'd be like, well, that was fun. Bye. Like, I could never.
Oh, I would be hella embarrassed, but I think, especially my personality, I think I could, like,
you for sure could. I would literally be mortified.
I'd have such a hard time.
I did, like, my ex made me fart because he was tickling me, and I cried. But then, like, he thought it was, like, my reaction was so funny that, like, he was like, that was, like, my favorite moment with you. And I was like, okay, well, that's cool. But,
like... I've also heard, like if a guy did that, like, on a first date, like, I would act like I didn't hear it.
That's so me. That's the most me thing I've ever
I literally heard. Would act like it was, like, in the song. Like, yeah. Like, literally, I would just, like, I would totally disregard it. Like, yeah. I would not, like, bring attention to it at all. I can't
point that out crap. At all, yeah.
Literally, the crap, I hate the crap.
But then, what if there's a smell?
Oh, I just act like nothing.
I would die.
Literally. Oh, shit. 60% said yes, you couldn't recover.
Wow!
I think the best thing you can do is just straight up acknowledge it.
You gotta, like,
which
own
is
it.
Hard because I don't think I could.
Oh my God, I can't.
But I think
I
the
get
best
anxiety
thing,
just thinking
I
about
think
it.
The best thing you could do is just be like, well, that happened. Yeah. Like, if you're still here, yeah. then, you know, you're the real MVP. Like, good for yeah. you know, like, yeah. make a joke out of it.
My friend Bethany farted. The guy was trying to show her how to golf. And as no! they swung, she farted, like, on him. And it was bad.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And she just fell on the floor and was like, well, that just happened.
Oh, so good.
Oh, my God. Uncomfy.
I couldn't. Uncomfy.
Okay, how long does it take to get over a breakup?
Oof.
Basically, under 6 months or over 6 months?
I feel like right at 6 months was where I was, like, actually, like, alive and, like, living my life again.
Yeah.
I feel like it took about that. I think... I think getting over it, like, that term is, like, loose. Like, you could, I mean, there's still some days where, like, something will, like, come up and I'm like, ooh, I didn't know that was still there. You know what I mean? And it's been, like, years. But I think it's right at 6 months was where I was like, I'm okay. Like, I'm going to be okay. Like, let's do this, you know?
My biggest breakup, I remember my friend Lizzie and I were talking, like, right after it happened. And I was, like, devastated, heartbroken, sobbing, depressed. I remember her saying, my sister just went through something very similar and it took her a full year. Mm-hmm. And I'm not kidding. It felt like it took me exactly a year. Mm-hmm. I do agree. Like, at six months-ish, I felt a turning point where I was, like, finally doing like things. I would go longer without thinking about him. And I was, I don't know why, but this breakup, like, tore me up. So I did feel a turning point at 6 months, but fully over it, it took me a year. But that was a very serious relationship. It depends on the relationship.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the saying, it's the people say, like, it takes half the amount of time you're in the relationship to get over it? And I kind of believe that.
Yeah.
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 Dang. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I dated him for 2 years. So, yeah, it took me a year.
Yeah.
Mine was 4, but I don't remember. Like I said, it, like, lingered, like, randomly, or, like, certain issues would come up, but... Yeah, at 6 months, that was my biggest, like, turning point for sure.
53% said over 6 months.
Interesting.
Closer to a year.
Yeah. If you saw your ex today, would you be fazed?
Yes.
I think so. And I don't even know if necessarily it would be in a horrible way, but I think I would definitely, like, it would be something that would, like, bring up, like, whew, you know? Because it's like, that person had so much, like... I was so attached to them.
But that's, I feel, this is also interesting because Taryn has run into her ex multiple times.
Yeah.
I have never seen my ex, like, not once.
Really?
I've never run into any, like, any guy I've dated, I've never seen again. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's
never
so
seen again.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird. I feel like I'm good friends with my ex. I would not face him at all.
I have no idea. So, like, there was one time I remember seeing him driving on the freeway. Because I happened to work by where he lived. And I was expecting to see him somewhere, and I never did. And then I saw his car on the freeway once. And that was the most I ever saw of him.
Did you follow it or dodge it?
We both got off on the same exit. And I like, wanted to follow it, but I was meeting up with my current boyfriend at the time.
Oh. So. Ooh, tea.
It was weird. But, like, that was really hard for me because, like...
Yeah.
I...
That's so dramatic.
Was
like
going,
a movie.
Yeah. I know. It was so stupid. But, like, so all of that to say, it would faze me very much.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen him. I've never talked to him. Like, it was a very, like, cut, cold, dry, like, no, you know. So, like, if I saw him, I would kind of love to see him and know he's doing good. But, like, he doesn't have social media or anything.
Yeah.
I can't see how he's doing, you know. So
Yeah.
That's hard for me.
I feel like I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't be fazed because since I live so far away, every time I go home, like, I can kind of almost expect I may see him.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I feel like I'm already so prepared to, like, see so many people that I'm just, like, on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like I'm, like, out of the grocery store with nothing on.
Yeah.
And, like, then I'm like, oh, shoot, whatever.
Yeah.
But
you're prepared for it.
Yeah. I feel like I'm, like, kind of mentally and physically prepared, so I'm not fazed by it.
Yeah.
But I understand why it does... Face for some people. 57% said no.
Not face?
Does it face
Interesting.
You?
Interesting. That's good.
Be honest. Do you still creep on your ex?
I will occasionally. But honestly, part of it is because, like, my ex is, like, a... Like, I can't even describe to you, like, such a different person.
Yeah. So weird.
In, like, the weirdest way.
So weird.
Like, for me, it's more just, like...
Like a humor thing?
Like humor and just fear, like pure curiosity because I'm just like, who is this person?
Yeah.
Like he's not the same. And it's kind of fascinating to me.
Yeah.
But it's not something like I do frequently, but like every once in a while, like if something comes up that he's tagged in,
because
he still is tied to a lot of people I know, like I'll click on it and like look. Yeah. But that's about it.
I can't really like creep on him, my ex. Like I have, like, one, like, main ex, and I can't creep on him because he doesn't have socials. But other guys that I've dated, I will, like, check up on every once in a while.
I feel like I dabble, like, every
And it's so
once
weird because
while.
It's not even... Yeah, one, I won't let myself because I can easily... I feel like I have something in me that can very easily just do it regularly just to know.
Yeah.
So I won't let myself do it.
Yeah.
Hardly ever. That's interesting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I feel like I really feel like I can very quickly slide down that slippery slope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I actually, like, I will block and unfollow and make sure that I can't. And then every once in a while, I'll, like, check in on them. And then I'm like, I'm out for another 6 months. Like, yeah, I can't let myself, you know.
I feel like I do, like, literally every once in a blue moon, but, like, he never posts. Mm-hmm. So it's, I don't really
get guys make
info.
It hard to, like.
If I am not, because we follow each other, like, if I am not muted on his end, I would be so annoyed with me.
Yeah. You're like, I would be blowing up his feed.
Truly hope that I'm muted because, like, I'm sure I am. Like, I don't know how he would be able to, like,
handle it. Yeah.
I don't know how he would be able to follow me if I.
Yeah, if you weren't. Yeah.
Like, I get it. It's like, mute me, bro.
Go for it. Just do it. Yeah.
59% said yes.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Would you rather take the risk and chase your dreams or stay in your comfort zone?
I definitely have felt a tendency to stay in my comfort zone, but deep down, like, I want to take the risk.
Yeah.
And definitely chase my dream, for sure.
Mm-hmm. This is our last one, by the way.
Oh, we buzzed through that. That was fast. I feel like absolutely take the risk. I feel like a long time ago, I would have said, like, I've always been the like, go chase your dreams type of person, but it wasn't until I moved out. How old was I? I think I was 23 when I actually, like, left my parents' house.
Wow.
And that was, like, a huge, I, like, left everything and was like, I'm going to be a new person. I'm going to find, like, a new thing. And it's been, like, the most rewarding thing.
Yeah.
I ever did. So, and, like, going after, I mean, I don't know, like, obviously YouTube wasn't a thing back then, but, like, doing it right now, I don't know how long it's going to last, but it's been, like, the best thing to ever happen to me.
Yeah.
So. No regrets in doing that at all.
No regrets.
Love that.
Otherwise, I'd still be working at
PETA.
Like the Marriott Hotel. Hilton Hotel.
I definitely am a take the risk type of person.
Yeah, yes. You are.
72% said take the risk.
Ah, you get it.
They get us.
Cool.
We get them.
Well, we got a lot of good insight. I was very pleasantly surprised with the audience's results.
I thought for sure for some of those we were going to be 30 like on the opposite. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, good to know, girls. Hopefully you're fired up.
Oh,
we're
fired up.
We're pumped for it.
Fired up. Hey.
TK's favorite quote of all time.
All right, well, thank you so much for being on the pod.
Thanks, thanks for having us. We're going to have you on ours.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Of course.
We actually
have so honored.
Yeah. We had a talk about how we want to start having guests on starting next year.
Spice it up.
Yeah, changing it up.
It would be fun if she, like, brought polls, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we so do down. Polls.
That'd be polls, but for you this time.
Polls times.
Switching it up.
That. Yeah. Unsolicited advice. Ugh, pimp yourself out. Where can everyone follow you and listen to your podcast and stuff?
We have all the socials. So follow us on our socials. The unfortunate thing is, like, we could not get one name. So we have a few of them.
Our Instagram is Unsolicited Advice Pod, and you can basically find, like, all our other info on there.
Yeah.
My personal account is Taryn Renee.
Mine's Ash_XO.
That is.
And
don't forget the XO.
And if you ever wanted to send us an email and get that possibly onto our podcast itself, and we can advise you on it, it's adviceunsolicitedpod@gmail.com. I'm for sure.
Got it. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening
to the podcast.
Thanks for having us,
TK. Of course.
So glad to finally come on as a recurring guest.
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, well, make sure you follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls, because without following me on Instagram, you can't vote in the polls, and then you can't be on the pod.
Nope.
What are you doing? So, yeah, it's the most start
fun
there.
Thing to do on the gram.
And be sure to leave a review and a rating on my podcast and Unsolicited Advices podcast.
Yes, please. We'll take that.
Go give them some 5 stars.
5 stars,
and,
baby.
Yeah, be sure to slide into their DMs, follow, do all the things, and make someone's day this week. Love you guys. Peace.
Bye.
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 When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.